Dennis, your annual Forage Conference here at the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention, or lead off the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention anyway. Are you pleased with the event?
I'm very pleased with it. We've had great attendance. We're up about 15 or 20% over last year's numbers in terms of attendance. And I think the quality of our program has ratcheted up another level, too. We've had a great series of programs on just some management update, but also some risk management techniques, trying to help producers deal with drought scenarios, just some market instability as well. And although I think we've really got some great market opportunities with the beef cattle industry going forward the next 3 to 5 years, really, I think we've laying out some strategies there for some producers to really capitalize on that too.
You mentioned to me ahead of time you got a lot of great questions. Give us an idea what some of those were.
Well, we've been getting a lot of great questions about fertilizers, different products that are on the market. We've also been getting some really good questions about feed sources and how to, maximize the value of those and stretch those out. We've also been getting some great questions about grazing management as well. Folks are really looking at that as an opportunity.
We all know that this past year there were pockets of the state dry, other pockets not so dry, so it was kind of a variation. Of course, we don't know what to expect this year. What are you telling guys heading into this year, then?
Well, just be prepared. As I tell folks all the time, there's a need for a plan A, plan B, plan C. they really need to prepare for a lot of different issues that might come up, whether it be drought or whether it might be fertilizer price spikes or maybe even the opportunity for some of those fertilizer prices to go down, and as well as just market opportunities too. We look at this as both a forage management issue, a livestock management and breed selection and that sort of thing, as well as the marketing aspect. These are all interrelated, and so we really try to look at all of those different opportunities together.
We're at that time of the year when planting season is here, and we hear a lot of guys, a lot of extension agents talk about soil samples. Get your soil samples in so you know exactly what you have to do to set. How important is it taking regular soil samples for forage and hay crop land?
Well, I can't overemphasize that enough. I mean, now more than ever, it is critically important for us to be aware of what kind of fertility is in that soil, following those soil test recommendations. I mean, oftentimes we're helping folks save as much as 10 or 15% off their fertilizer bill by going against our recommendations versus some of the other recommendations they may be giving. So I think there's some real opportunities there for savings, but also for making sure that we're being good stewards of the land. I think in terms of maximizing our production per acre of land, that's what the American farmer is the greatest at. And I think we really need to be doing that to be good stewards of our land.
If guys around the state have not seen it, you've got a trailer, and it says right on the side your website and where they need to go. Tell them about that.
Yeah, definitely so. We're really proud of that trailer and also the website, GeorgiaForages.com. All spelled out, all one word, GeorgiaForages.com. Lots of great information there, publications, email alerts, YouTube videos, all kinds of lectures on video up there as well. Really proud of the material that we're providing producers, and we encourage them to go take a look at it.